what he was doing.
Mike's got the heating in here.
Well, we're just starting to. We've just been.
Energy and Environment Committee will come to order. We have four confirmations on the agenda today. And because there are lots of committees going on at the same time, we will encourage those up for confirmation to be brief. And but if we start with Dan Lipschultz for the PUC. The quorum has checked in. Yes, quorum is here. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I want to thank you for taking the time to hear me today and for considering my confirmation to the Public Utilities Commission. I spent the last 25 years practicing law in the areas regulated by the commission. And I guess you might conclude that anyone who would do that voluntarily for 25 years has serious judgment issues that disqualify him from ever serving in public office. And that would be reasonable, by the way, but I hope you reach a different conclusion. And I hope you conclude that my experience has prepared me well for the position I've been appointed to. I'll be brief. I've met with most of you. Break down that 25 years just a little bit. The 25 years started, or I started that 25 years, at least the first 10 years of that 25, in the public sector, first representing the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission as a lawyer, and then representing ratepayers as lead attorney for the Attorney General's Residential and Small Business Utilities Division as a ratepayer advocate. And I spent the last 14 years of the 25 years in the private sector, first as an in-house lawyer for a small competitive telecommunications company called McLeod USA, and then for the last 11 and a half years as a shareholder with a law firm in Minneapolis, Moss & Barnett, representing a number of competitive telecommunications carriers and energy utilities, including Great River Energy and XL Energy. I'm really excited about this opportunity to get back to the public sector and go back to public service, which I've always thought is sort of where my heart lies. And there are a lot of exciting things going on. It's an exciting and an important time, especially in the energy industry, as we, I think, are going to face some real challenges and some dramatic changes in the way that industry works and the way we regulate it. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from members of the committee? Senator Scalzi, this looks like your constituent.
Yes, I'm just thrilled to have Mr. Lipschultz here requesting our recommendation to appointment. So, Mr. Chair, I would move that because of his many years of experience in the public and private sector in the areas regulated by the Public Utilities Commission, I would move that we recommend to move the Dan Lipschultz to the Senate for confirmation.
On that motion, is there any discussion? Is there anybody in the audience who wish to speak to it? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lipschultz. Good luck on the commission. Next one is from the EQB, Eric Tomlinson. Welcome to the committee. And this is a reappointment.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today and then considering me for reappointment. My name is Eric Tomlinson. I was first appointed in 2009 as a citizen member with water resources experience, and I'm a hydrogeologist by profession. I guess I can open it up to any questions.
Sure.
Leave it short.
Questions from members of the committee. Members of the appointees are taking very seriously the being brief. Any questions, Senator Brown?
Mr. Chair, I would just say he set the standard for me. Appreciate that.
You gotta love that.
Senator Brown moves. Senator Brown moves that Eric Tomlinson of Minneapolis be recommended to the full Senate for confirmation to the Minnesota EQB. Is there a discussion on that motion? Anybody in the audience need to speak to this one? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you and good luck on the EQB. Next one for the MPCA, we have two appointees. Mr. Ibarra and Ms. Hong. Welcome to the committee, and your choice as to who goes first.
So, good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Before I begin, I just wanted to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to speak to you. And I want to talk a little bit about why I'm interested in this Citizens Council. So, Mr. Board and members of the committee, I think we can all agree that environmental benefits don't discriminate, right? They don't care what state you're in or what your race is or what your class is. But environmental harms, though, on the other hand, do disproportionately affect poor people, young children, people of color, immigrant communities. And I think given my past work experience, first as the National Field Director for the Children's Defense Fund in Washington, D.C., and then in my current role as the Executive Director of the Hmong American Farmers Association. I think given these professional experiences, I would bring a unique perspective to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's Citizens Board. And for that reason, I ask for your support.
Thank you, Ms. Hong. Are there questions from members of the committee? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak to it? If not, Senator Scalzi moves Haku Hong as a citizen member of Minneapolis, as a citizen member of the MPCA board, which I see in the form is the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Citizens Board. I think the agency documents have some typos because both of the appointments are to the Pollution Control Board.
That's pretty sad.
Is there anybody in the audience who wish to speak to this? If not, on Senator Scalzi's motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Mr. Ibarra, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Marty, members of the committee. My name is David Ibarra. I'm president of the Minnesota Pipe Trades Association. I'm here this morning seeking recommendation for confirmation to serve as a representative of labor on the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Citizens Board. The Minnesota Pipe Trades is an umbrella organization representing individuals that work in the plumbing, pipe fitting, sprinkler fitting, as well as natural gas industries throughout the state of Minnesota, in all sectors of industry, including residential, commercial, and industrial. Folks I represent are directly impacted by decisions made by the MPCA, and that's why I applied. I believe it's imperative for any organization to have credibility. You've got to have stakeholders from all sides. I believe I can provide voice to discussions held by the board. As the state continues to improve its pollution control initiatives, I'm going to be brief as well, so I'll stand for any questions you may have.
Are there questions from members of the committee? And this is for the two-year term on the board?
My term expires at the end of this year. I was just filling out the remainder of a term, so I was got on the board in October, and I believe January 15 is.
So you'll be back next year again?
Perhaps.
Senator Hoffman and I were just discussing. We don't know if Senator Senjum is going to be able to amend this on the floor with the sprinkler unit. Hopefully not.
You know, I was actually thinking before I mentioned that, I was looking for Senator Senjum, and knowing that he mentioned here, I wasn't sure if I was going to put that out there.
Senator Scalzi moves that Mr. Ibarra from St. Paul be recommended for confirmation to the Pollution Control Agency Citizens Board. Is there a discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And MPCA might change their name to the Pollution Control or change their forms. With that, all the confirmations are completed. If you want to stay around, if any members have any, want to talk informally, thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, this committee will be adjourned, and this may be our
fastest meeting ever.
Yes, fastest meeting. Yes. This meeting's adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, we could use.